Part 3. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. 11. You don't seem to be able to sit still today. What's going on?
Today they announce who gets the big scholarship for the next year.
Question. How does the man probably feel? I hope you remember to pick up my clothes from the cleaners.
I couldn't go because the car wouldn't start.
Question. What does the man mean? John, I really can't afford any more interruptions right now. I've got to finish this assignment.
I'm sorry, Kathy. Just one more thing. I forgot to ask you if you could give me a ride to school tomorrow.
Question. What can be inferred about the man? Joan and her friends went to a new restaurant last night and said that it served the best food they'd ever had.
That's quite a recommendation. Maybe we should see for ourselves.
Question. What will the speakers probably do? I don't think I want to be on the curriculum committee anymore, but I'm not sure how to get out of it.
Well, you know there are plenty of people who will be interested. Me, for example.
Question. What does the man imply? Did you catch our very own Professor Stiller on TV last night?
I almost missed it, but my mother just happened to be watching at home and gave me a call.
Question. What does the man mean? You look different today, but I can't quite put my finger on what it is.
I finally got around to trying that new hair salon in the mall.
Question. What can be inferred about the man? Well, if you are seriously considering buying a car, I'm trying to get rid of mine. All it needs is some new paint.
Thanks, but most used cars end up being more trouble than they are worth.
Question. What will the man probably do?
Conversation 1.
Hello, Professor Dennis. My name is Susan Adams. I read in the university newspaper that you were looking for a student to work as a language laboratory assistant.
Yes, we are. Are you interested in the job?
I think so. But before I apply, I'd like you to tell me more about the work.
Have you worked with tape recorders before?
I used cassette recorders a lot when I studied French in high school.
Good. There are many different kinds of language labs. Ours is a small one, and it's fairly easy to operate. This is the main control panel. You can set the controls so a lot of students can listen to the lessons they want to hear. If you decide to take the job, I'll explain how the system operates. Most of the lessons are on cassette tapes, but some of them are also on long reel tapes, or on records. The cassettes are kept in order on these shelves, and they are clearly marked with the language and the lesson number. For example, the cassettes in the green boxes are French lessons. Records and long tapes are over there.
How many hours would I work?
We need someone 10 hours a week, Monday through Friday, from 4 to 6 p.m. That is one of the busiest times for this laboratory.
I'll fill out an application for the job right now. It would fit into my class schedule nicely.
Fine. I'll get back to you in a week or so after we review the applications.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
19. Who is the woman?
Why is the man talking to the woman?
21. What will the woman do right now?
2. Stan, do you have a minute?
Oh, hi, Kathy. Sure, what's up?
Well, I've been meaning to talk to you about the situation in the office.
I'm not in there very often. It's so noisy that I can't work.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. We're supposed to be able to do our preparation and marking in that office, but have you noticed? Jack constantly has students coming in to get help with his course. A lot of people are going in and out.
Has anybody spoken to him about it?
No, not yet, but someone's going to have to.
We can't really ask him to stop having students come in for help, can we?
No, of course not. But I'm not able to do my work, and neither are you. I imagine it's the same for the others in the office.
Could we ask for a kind of meeting room? When TAs have to talk with students, they could go to the meeting room and not use the office. You know, there's a room down the hall, a rather small room, that we could ask to use. It's only for storing supplies.
You mean that little storage room? Oh, that would be too small.
Are you sure? With the cabinets taken out, it might be bigger than it looks.
Come to think of it, you may be onto something. I'd like to have a look at that room. Can we go there now?
Sure, let's go.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
22. What problem at the office are Kathy and Stan discussing?
23. Why do Jack's students come to see him?
24. What does Stan suggest to do?
25. What does Kathy say about Stan's suggestion?
Section B, Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Now I'd like to talk to you about the final exam. The exam will be held next Thursday, the last day of the exam week. Remember to bring along 2 or 3 pens in case you run out of ink. Unlike the midterm, this test will not include multiple choice questions. It'll consist entirely of essays. You'll have to answer 3 of the 5 essay questions. The exam will be comprehensive, which means you'll be responsible for all of the subject matter we've covered in class. I would suggest you review your midterms as well as the textbook and your class notes. The final will count for 50% of your grade in the course. The research project will count for 20%, and the midterm, 30%. I'll be in my office almost all day on Tuesday next week. If you run into any problems, please feel free to stop in. Good luck with your studying, and I'll see you on Thursday.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
26. When will the exam take place?
What will be the format of the exam?
28. When is this talk most likely being given?
2. Although I think the United States generally has an excellent system of transportation, I do not think it does a good job of transporting people between cities that are only a few hundred miles apart. A person commuting between Detroit and Chicago, or between San Francisco and Los Angeles, so-called strip cities, may spend only a relatively short time in the air while spending several hours getting to and from the airport. This situation makes flying almost as time-consuming as driving. Moreover, airplanes use a lot of their fuel just getting into the air. They simply are not fuel-efficient on short trips. High-speed trains may be an answer. One fairly new proposal of such a train is for something called maglev, meaning a magnetically levitated train. Maglevs will not actually ride on the tracks, but will fly above tracks that are magnetically activated. This will save wear and tear on the tracks. These trains will be able to go faster than 150 miles per hour. At that speed, conventional trains have trouble staying on the tracks. As you can see, maglevs offer exciting possibilities for the future.
Questions 29 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard.
29. What is the main topic of the talk?
30. What problems face commuters who travel between strip cities?
31. According to the speaker, what is one advantage of the maglev?
What happens to conventional trains that speed above 150 miles per hour? Passage 3. How many of you drink cola? Nearly everybody. Did you know that cola started out not as a soft drink, but as a cure for headaches back in the late 1800s? John S. Pemberton, a druggist from Atlanta, had experimented for many months trying to find a cure for the common headache. He worked in his backyard, mixing and heating different combinations of oils and flavors until he found one that seemed promising. Pemberton bottled the mixture and began selling it in drugstores as a concentrated syrup that the customer had to mix with water before drinking. Cola's transformation from a medicinal syrup to a carbonated soft drink came about quite by accident. One day, a customer came into a drugstore complaining of a headache and asked for a bottle of cola syrup. He wanted to take it right away, so he asked the clerk to mix the medicine while he waited. The clerk, instead of walking to the other end of the counter to get plain water, suggested mixing the syrup with soda water. The customer agreed, and after drinking it, remarked how good it tasted. The clerk continued offering the mix, and carbonated cola grew in popularity. Today, carbonated colas are sold in most countries around the world, and although they no longer contain the ingredients used to cure headaches, they are still very refreshing.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
33. What does the speaker mainly discuss?
34. How was cola originally sold?
35. How was cola syrup made into a soft drink? 3. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written.
Remember that this is a vocational training institute. We train you so that you can take up a particular kind of job. So it is important that you know the main roles of the jobs, what the work is like, and what kind of qualities you need to succeed at them. A physical fitness instructor works in health and fitness centers, preparing individual programs for ordinary members of the public. Physical fitness instructors prepare routines of exercise to suit the individual, chiefly age and level of fitness. Sports administrators run clubs and sporting associations. Their duties include such things as booking playing fields with local councils and organizing the schedule of games or events for the club, so they need good organizational skills. Sports psychologists spend time with professional athletes, helping them approach competition with a positive mental attitude to enable them to achieve their personal best. They do this by improving motivation and concentration, or assisting with stress management. Physical education, or PE teachers, instruct young students in how to exercise, play sports, and do other recreational activities correctly and safely. PE teachers help the development of coordination, balance, posture, and flexibility with things like simple catching and throwing skills. They are not expected to be excellent in all sports, but must be able to show students the basic techniques involved in a wide range of activities. Remember that this is a vocational training institute. We train you so that you can take up a particular kind of job. So it is important that you know the main roles of the jobs, what the work is like, and what kind of qualities you need to succeed at them. A physical fitness instructor works in health and fitness centers, preparing individual programs for ordinary members of the public. Physical fitness instructors prepare routines of exercise to suit the individual, chiefly age and level of fitness. Sports administrators run clubs and sporting associations. Their duties include such things as booking playing fields with local councils and organizing the schedule of games or events for the club, so they need good organizational skills. Sports psychologists spend time with professional athletes, helping them approach competition with a positive mental attitude to enable them to achieve their personal best. They do this by improving motivation and concentration, or assisting with stress management. Physical education, or PE teachers, instruct young students in how to exercise, play sports, and do other recreational activities correctly and safely. PE teachers help the development of coordination, balance, posture, and flexibility with things like simple catching and throwing skills. They are not expected to be excellent in all sports, but must be able to show students the basic techniques involved in a wide range of activities. Remember that this is a vocational training institute. We train you so that you can take up a particular kind of job. So it is important that you know the main roles of the jobs, what the work is like, and what kind of qualities you need to succeed at them. A physical fitness instructor works in health and fitness centers, preparing individual programs for ordinary members of the public. Physical fitness instructors prepare routines of exercise to suit the individual, chiefly age and level of fitness. Sports administrators run clubs and sporting associations. Their duties include such things as booking playing fields with local councils and organizing the schedule of games or events for the club, so they need good organizational skills. Sports psychologists spend time with professional athletes, helping them approach competition with a positive mental attitude to enable them to achieve their personal best. They do this by improving motivation and concentration, or assisting with stress management. Physical education, or PE teachers, instruct young students in how to exercise, play sports, and do other recreational activities correctly and safely. PE teachers help the development of coordination, balance, posture, and flexibility with things like simple catching and throwing skills. They are not expected to be excellent in all sports, but must be able to show students the basic techniques involved in a wide range of activities.
ทิ้งลีเคอร์ทั้งทิ้งคลาสตัวของ